Okay, Chevron, let's continue our conversation regarding the dinim of aninos, which are somewhat complicated, but just a few practical klolim that we have put together so far, and then we will extend some of this to applications. An onin, we mentioned, is potter from doing mitzvahs. And we noted that there are a few possible reasons why you're potter from doing mitzvahs, either because of osek the mitzvah, or an einin is potter from doing mitzvahs because of, what's it called? Because it's going to be kvodo shomeis, it'll be a chesanik kvodo shomeis if the einin does mitzvahs. Now, there are some chakiros that we could ask regarding specific mitzvahs. For example, tzitzis. Does an onin wear talis katan? Right? An onin is obviously not going to daven, but does an onin wear a talis katan? So what would we say about this? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Siman Sadi Aleph Oschav Hei is marich regarding some of the details with respect to onan. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says, one second, you know, the Bir Halacha entertains the following idea. The Bir Halacha in Hilchos Tzitzis says that it could be, you know, there's an issur to wear a beged of dalet kanfos without tzitzis. And the Bir Halacha tainos that if I don't have kavanah l'shem mitzvah, it could be that I'm not mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. If I'm not mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, memela, I'm violating an issur of wearing a beged of dalet kanfos without tzitzis. Based on this, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach tainos that one could argue that since an onin is not allowed to do mitzvahs, and the mitzvah of tzitzis is kind of nicker, so therefore, the onin should not wear tzitzis. Whew! Then Rav Shlomo Zalman says, well, obviously, the minhag of onanim is that they do wear tzitzis. And maybe the idea is that people just, you know, consider tzitzis like part of their clothing, and they get dressed in the morning, and they put on their tzitzis, and no one thinks that you're being mekayim a mitzvah when you do that, and therefore, maybe it's a mitzvah that you're mekayim b'machshava only, and a mitzvah that you're mekayim b'machshava is not a chesaron kavod hameis, but he really leaves it as a tzarech iyun medina in terms of an onein wearing tzitzis, no? That's a chiddush of Rav Shlomo Zalman. My understanding is that the minig is einanim wear tzitzis, either l'chaorah, because we don't hold like the bir halacha, l'chaorah, we assume that you are mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis without kavon l'shem mitzvah, and therefore maybe you are mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, etc. Yeah.
But Rav Shlomo Zalman, who then holds, it's almost like a beged you put on normally, but he then holds you should do kriya on that, assuming you wear.
So we spoke about that. The minha, you know, the tshuva in the Meshav Dover says that we don't tear kriya on our talis katan, because it's considered a beged. No, the halach of kriya by begadim is ordinary begadim. But if something is a beged zeya, if something is a beged of what's it called, so in lecha oira there is no fine, right? Then there's no din of kriya. So that's one issue in terms of an onein wearing tzitzis. We mentioned, yeah. So that's a din. The Gemara Brachos on Yud Zayin Yud Ches speaks about, there's an isser called Lo Eig L'Rush. It's considered insulting to the mesim because they're putter from tzitzis and I'm wearing my tzitzis out. So in a chanami, but yesh la, you know, but I don't think that's really connected to the din of aninos per se, with the exception of what we saw in the poskim, that eating in the presence of the mace might be some element of Loeg L'Rush. Oh, let's go weiter. Onein is potter from all mitzvahs, but you can't do aveiros. Does an onein have to fast? Is there a mitzvah of tainus? Or is there an iser to eat? No? So l'cha'ayra, by all fast days, we assume there's an iser to eat. And the psak that's given in Svarim is that an onein has to fast. I remember this past year when this fellow who we spoke about from my show was nifter, he left over those three children who are in 12th grade. So they were einanim on Tainus Esther. So Tainus Esther is interesting, no? There's a lot of shavurot from the Briskers that Tainus Esther is a mitzvah his anus, no? The Tainis Esther, they quote from the Sefer Rokeach, Rav Shakra has this in Nefesh HaRav, that unlike all Tainios, which are Mishum Avemus, Tainis Esther is not Mishum Avemus. Tainis Esther is considered a Tainis Shel Simcha. Right? We're happy that Esther fasted and we got the Yeshua that way. No? And the Brisker's Taina, therefore, the Tainis Esther, there is a mitzvah his'anos. It's not an Isser Achila. So these kids, these 12th graders, who are Einanim, so I called Rav Schechter. I called Rabbi Wellig. So everybody says, I'm a Brisker! You could hear, right, the way I'm trying to do his voice. I don't know if you'll say, but Rabbi Wellig says, I'm a Brisker, that an Onen is Potter from Tainus Esther. However, Rabbi Wellig said, listen, these kids have been up for a few days already. They haven't been sleeping. Tell them to eat a lot before the fast, and then it could be that they won't be hungry on the fast day at all. When they're flying to Eretz Yisrael with their father, with the Nifter, they won't be hungry on the fast day at all. So that's what emerged that way. Now it happens that the Kavura was in Beit Shemesh on Leil Yudalit, but they were going to their aunt's house in Yerushalayim, where they began Shiva on Yudalit in Yerushalayim, and they were flying out of Yerushalayim, flying out of Eretz Yisrael the night of Tesvav. No? So these kids had, right, not Lizchos obviously, but they missed Tainus Esther technically, and they missed Purim, no? Because they're in Yerushalayim on Yudalit, and they are flying back on Tesvav, they missed Tainus Esther and Purim. Right, so this one is for the record books. No? You don't want to get these records, but this one is for the record books. So Cha'ora, that's the din of an Oinen. Now, there is a Chakira that Rav Shlomo Zalman has regarding, it's all in that same Siman Tzadi Aleph, Chafei, letters, Dalet, Fes, whatever. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a Chakira regarding, let's say there's a mitzvah that's karuch in an aveira, is an onen allowed to give tzedakah? No? So I remember when my grandmother was nifteres. So I'm with my mother, and when we're driving back from the hospital, where my grandmother was nifteres, so my mother said we should stop off at a shul where my grandmother used to daven on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and give them some tztaka. So it's an onen allowed to give tztaka. That's totally in the Chakira of Rav Shlomo Zalman, because tztaka, there's a mitzvah posoach tiftach es yodcha, and there's a lav lo ta'amitz es yodcha. So it's an asay and a lav together. Is it primarily a mitzvah, primarily an avira? That's a suffix in Rav Shlomo Zalman about tztaka. However, the poskim all say, I think Rav Shlomo Zalman alludes to this also, that if you're giving tztaka l'shem, right, for the mace, look, so then it's okay. So in this case with my mother, she was giving tztaka to Rabbi Kaplinsky Shtibel. My grandmother, Lashem Yisidavin, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, she gave tztaka over there. She hadn't yet paid up her tztaka obligation. That tztaka is for her. So that, therefore, that l'cha'ora is definitely going to be okay. We'll talk about this chakira in a few minutes when we... When we speak about the Emek Bracha, we'll get to that Chakira again. Yeah?
It sounds like that would work even if there was no Lav and Mitzvah in it. Like,
if it's done L'Tzayrech. So that's a question. If I'm doing something L'Tzayrech, the Nifter, is that a Heter during Aninos? There's a Machlokas between the Shach and the Taz and Shin Ayin Vov. Now, the Pesach Tshuva references it over here in Sifkatin Yud Gimel. Sifkatin Yud Dalet, excuse me. Pesach Tshuva references, does an Onen say Kaddish? No? Or an Onen even on Shabbos, do you say Kaddish? During the week, for sure you don't say Kaddish. Now, the Pashtus in the Pesach Tshuva is that the Halacha should be like the Taz, that an Onen says Kaddish Kodem Kavura. But the minig in many places was like the shak. That's what the Pesukei Tshuva seems to say. Apparently the Minhag Yerushalayim is like the Shapan Onein says Kaddish before Kavura. Now, then there's a whole discussion in the postgame. Yushin Onein is not Mitztara for Minyan, right? Can Onein say Kaddish and be Mitztara for the Minyan for the Kaddish before the Kavura? So the Tzitz Aliyazu says in Yerushalayim where the Onein says Kaddish, Kodem HaKavura, the Onein also is Mitztara for the Minyan for the Kaddish. There's some story, there used to be a Minyan here in the Bronx called the Hope of Israel, where Rabbi Simon Shlita used to go and daven shacharis in the morning. It was an old dying show in the Bronx, right near Yankee Stadium. It's called The Hope. Right, we'll go with Rabbi Simon and ask Rabbi Simon the story. At one time, they had only 9 people in The Hope, and there was a 10th man who was there, who was an Onein. Rabbi Simon was makom to be mitzdarif him to a minyan. He says that the Chochm Zadah was specific about it or something, and b'makom tzorech, you could be mitzdarif to a minyan. I don't know. My impression is that no one holds an onen can be mitzdarif, because the din of tzirif itself is in the Gemara in Brachas, and onen can't be mitzdarif lezimon. No? In other words, an onen is a din that you're supposed to be on your own. You can't combine to anything else. So l'cha'ayra, a minyan, you can't be a minyan, but apparently the minyan in Yerushalayim is nitazoi, as it's Eliezer says. And Rabbi Simon is willing to rely on this, okay, so now, other dinim with respect to an onein. Let me just make 2 more ha'aris. I just have to remember what I was going to say. Oh, so a mitzvah that's also and combined with an iser. Yesh lehistapek, right? He was on sukkah this year. Does an onein eat in the sukkah? It can be an onin on Sukkot, no. Either Yantav Sheni, if the Kavura is going to be on Yantav Sheni, Ayide Yisrael, or Yantav Rishon, if you'll be Kover, Ayide Akam, or on Chol HaMoed, there's Aninos on Chol HaMoed, right? So is there, does the onin eat in the Sukkah? So the Minchas Chinuch famously tainas that there's no real Isser, that there's no real mitzvah to eat in the Sukkah. Eating in the Sukkah is more of a, right, is that there is also to eat outside of the sukkah, no? And Rabbi Yosef Engel has an essay in the Asvin Da'iraisa where he argues on that Minchas Chinuch regarding the nature of the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. Is eating in the sukkah a mitzvah, or is it fundamentally an aveira to eat outside of the sukkah, no? It could be that only in Laila Mishon is there a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, whereas the Yantiv is just an iser to eat outside of the sukkah. Right, Nafkamina Minchas Chinuch says for mitzvah habavavera, and Nafkamina l'cha'ora for onein. The Prima Gadim is masupik about this, and quoted in the Mishnah Brura. Now you have to learn everything like London. Quoted in the Mishnah Brura, in Hilchos Sukkah. Oh. What about an onein on Tisha B'Av? Does an onein have a heter to wear shoes? Usually, an onein wears leather shoes. Kidei sheyachol his asek b'tzarchei hameis, no? But it could be that the dinim of Tisha B'Av still apply, and there's an iser of ne'ilas asando, and he can't violate that iser. So, the Mishmeres Smachos, page 91, footnote 18, says you're not allowed to wear shoes. He does not quote over there that Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach is mesupik about this, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach there in Osches is inclined that the Onein would be allowed to wear shoes. Now, next in, the Mishmeres HaSmachos has a kula for an Onein, which Lover Isi, in other terms, he says that dinim l'shem shmira, and onein is allowed to be mekayim those mitzvahs. Moshul ma'hadavar domel. Let's say the onein's mezuzah falls down. Is he allowed to put it back up? No? We spoke about this yesterday. The Mishmeres Smachos says an onein should say kriya shma shalmita if he's going to sleep at night, even though Rav Shlomo Zalman says you say kriya shma shalmita and hamapir, because once you go into sleep, the din of aninus don't apply. But he doesn't hold like that, Rav Shlomo Zalman. He holds the din of aninus still apply, but kriya shma shalmita is Shmira. If it's Shmira, right? Mezuzah, Kriya Shema, Shamita, these things are Shmira. So then an Onein should say that. What about Tfilas HaDerech? An Onein is on his way to Eretz Yisrael, no? Do you say Tfilas HaDerech? The kids texting me from the airplane. They're texting me. They're on the way to Eretz Yisrael. Did they say Tfilas HaDerech? The Pashtus says, I think you don't say Tfilas HaDerech. Mishmer Smacho says, you can say Tfilas HaDerech. It's the same Shmira. It's L'shem Shmira. But don't say a bracha. Say Tfilas HaDerech, b'li bracha. There is a practice at Olavaya, we recite the Perek of Tehillim of Yoshev B'Seser. The Gemara in Shavuos Tesayin calls the Perek of Yoshev B'Seser Shir Shel Pigaim, that the Shadim somehow would attack, and this is a Shir to knock the Shadim away. So therefore it's L'shem Shmira. Whatever's L'shem Shmira, he says an Einin can say. I remember at my grandmother's Olavaya. So one of my uncle Rav Shalom, was not particularly learned. None of my mother or her siblings went to yeshiva, really. And my uncle wanted to do some sort of hesped at his mother's Olavaya. He wasn't really capable. So he got up and he said a parak of Tehillim at my grandmother's Olavaya. So I'm sitting at Olavaya next to my Rebbe, Moshe Brown, who, you know, we quoted him in the Shirman Shabbos. None of you guys are in the Shirman Shabbos. Moshe Brown is like a very big Talmud Chacham. So Rebbe Brown is like, I never heard an Onein say a Perek Tehillim. Never heard an Onein say a Perek Tehillim. The Cha'ira, he's right. And the Onein shouldn't say Tehillim at Olavaya. However, in the Mishmeres Smachos, he has the following kula. He says, if you look in the Rishonim, his Derech HaLeimar, as you go into the Rishonim, you look in the Rishonim, and the Rav Yana goes, many and many assume that when there was someone else who would take care of the mace, so then the Einein would do some mitzvahs. That was the minig in the tkufa for the Rishonim. Based on that, he says, maybe, since there are other people around to take care of the Nifter, so the Onein is allowed to say Tehillim if he wants. Let's say the Onein is being Shomer the mace, no? And the Onein say Tehillim. Often that happens, no? The Nifter's relatives, close relatives, want to do the act of Shmira for their relative, and they're allowed to say Tehillim, which is the practice by Shmira. So, the Cha'ira, that should be Toloi, that should tell this. Over there, the Tehillim isn't really Shmira in the Mishmer Smachos sense of protecting the Nifter. Shmira by a mace is just so that the mice and the rodents don't get to the mace. But the practice is that you say Tehillim, do you have to tell the Einin not to say Tehillim in those cases? One of the guys asked me this morning during Seder, Becha'or, there's no aninus on Shabbos, no? That's the din in Shulchan Aruch. So what about, can the Einein do Havdolah on Shabbos? Because the Gemara in Bracho says that Rav Tzoli Shal Motzoi Shabbos B'Shabbos, no? So maybe you could do Havdolah on Shabbos, and that way you'll be Mekayim the Einein of Havdolah. There's a whole discussion here in Shulchan Aruch. Ben Einein saying Havdalah, there's actually a stira in the Rushes on this Nakuda between the Rush in Psakim and the Rush in Tshuvas. And unlike most poskim, that we assume what they write in Tshuvas is governing, with the Rush, the Beis Yosef writes over here that what he says in Psakim is governing, because the Piskei HaRush, Itainas, was written after the Tshuvas HaRush. No, you saw that in the Beis Yosef, he gives us a little bit of history, which is me'od interessant, me'od me'anyen.
The way the B.C. presented it, he said that in the Shubos, he said like the Mara Merikenberg,
right,
and in the Psalm, he said like Rabbi Yehuda, but isn't the Shulchan Aruch passing like what he says to Mara Merikenberg?
So, well, I want to talk about this in Shin Sadivav, because that's where the long Shachantaz is.
Yeah.
So we're going to hold off on the Stira in the Shulchan Aruch regarding Havdalah.
Okay.
We'll hold off on it until then. But how come we don't say this Eitzah of saying Havdalah on Shabbos? So if I remember correctly, some of you are going to have to ask Rav Schechter. If I remember correctly, when Rav Schechter's father-in-law was Nifter, so the whole family is around in the hospital. Rav Schechter's father-in-law was Rav Shivan Torah Das, no? Reb Aaron Yeshaya Shapiro. No, Shai Schechter is named after his grandfather, Reb Aaron Yeshaya Shapiro. So the family is all around, and they're figuring out what they should do, because they know they're going to be on the Motzei Shabbos. So they had a one sefer with them, and that sefer says that they should say Haggadah before Shabbos is over, because no one is on Shabbos. And Rav Schechter, I think, said that he felt that was wrong, but that was the only sefer they had, so I think that's what they do. The Pashtus is that you shouldn't say Havdalah, because Havdalah on Shabbos with the Ora is Teshlumin for Havdalah Motzei Shabbos. It's like reverse Teshlumin, no? I'm going to do Havdalah on Shabbos instead of Motzei Shabbos. If on Motzei Shabbos I can't say Havdalah, on Motzei Shabbos I'm going to be an Omein, so then I can't say the Havdalah on Shabbos either. And the fact that the Rishon and the Maharam Nirenberg, the Vitzkeyes, have this whole discussion about whether you say Havdalah after the Kavura indicates that they did in Cheshbonais, right, to say the Havdalah on Shabbos, the Ulai Mehai Taima, because the Havdalah on Shabbos is Tashlumin for the Havdalah on Motzai Shabbos. Okay, let's go weiter. A lot of these issues, l'cha'ira, in Aninos, depend on the following question. Is the chalos avelos from Shas Misa or from Shas Kavura? No? Think about it. The fellow is nifter. One would argue, I'm a mourner. But I'm not in mourning yet. I'm an oinim first. And then I become a mourner, avela sets in from the Zman of Stimas Hagolel, when they finish the mound, that's the covering for the nifter, that's the covering for the mace. So when is the Shas Chalos HaAvelos? Does Aninos have within it Dinim of Avelos with a few kulas, or is Aninos in Gansin Anderish from Avelos? This is a big chakira. And the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Evel, Halacha Beis, the Rambam tells me that the dinim of Avelos do not start at all until the Kivura. And Mipnei Zed, David HaMelech, when he lost his son, he washed up. Right there, Psukim in Sefer Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Beis, I believe, that when David HaMelech lost his son, so he washed and he made himself all iber farbested and farputzed. Why did he do this? Because he felt that there are no dinim of avelos yet. That's what the Rambam writes. The Ramban in the Torah HaAdam tainas that no, that be'etzem there are dinim of avelos from the zman of Misa. There are dinim of avelos from the zman of Misa. Now, nafkaminas in this, or where we see this discussion in Rishonim, is a few places. First of all, there's a machlokas hatanoim about whether an onain is mutter or usser b'tashmish hamita. We paskin that onain is usser b'tashmish hamita. Why? Right? Shouldn't the rule be halacha kedivrei hamekol ba'avel? So some say, well, no, we don't say halacha kedivrei hamekol ba'avel by an onain, because aninus l'chud and avelus l'chud kach kosov b'rush. The Rush says that halacha kedivrei hamekol ba'avel does not apply to an einein. The Ramban holds that fundamentally aninus is avelos. So how come we paskin that you're usher b'tashmish hamita? Right? Why are you usher b'tashmish hamita? So he has a lashon on page Ayin Gimel, Hechmiru b'kvoido shomeis b'fanav. Stamas, they threw an extra chumrah in. Even though usually halachim may make up a avel, and aninus is avelos, but they threw an extra chumrah in over here to be machmir. Others say that we're machmir la halachim and aninus also b'tashmish hamita, even though it's makolidus hatanayim, we're machmir because we're worried that there's too much simcha involved in tashmish hamita, or it might lead to you spending too much time, and it's like a gezeira shema yimashich. All of this is found in the Ramban. But those who assume halach kedivrei amekel ba'avel applies to an oinein also, right, obviously have to come up with different answers than the rush comes up. Now, in oinein halach lemaisa, there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether an onein is usur in, let's say, rechitza and sicha, etc. And this makes it to Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Hey. Kol zman shel nikbar hameis eino cholet minal v'sandal ve'eino chai batifas harashu v'kfiyas hamita abo usur leishev olishan agabe mita afilo kfuya. The Mechaber says that you don't have to take off your shoes, kozman shalom nikvar hameis. The Ramah writes, koshiken your asr b'tash m'shamita, v'yesh omer nai asr b'rechitza v'sicha v'simcha. No? The pashtus would be, l'cha'ayra, that the Mechaber and Ramah are disagreeing, b'machlokes, Rambam, and, b'machlokes, Rambam, and Ramban. And in fact, the Vilna Gaon in Ois Tesvav learns like this, no? The Gra in Ois Tesvav on the Mechaber says, Ayin Rambam. No? You see that? Beferish in the Gaon. However, and the Aruch HaShulchan learns like this also on Se'if Chav Ches. The Aruch HaShulchan learns that there's a machlokes mechaber Ramah as to whether we pass like the Rambam or the Ramban. By the way, if you want to do this from the Gemara end, the Tosfos on Chaf Gimel Amid Beis presents a suffek on this Nekuda. Tosfos Diramaso Ve'enon presents a suffek on this Nekuda whether Aninos includes Dinim of Avelos. However, the Pisrei Tshuva Ois Chaf Gimel over here, quote, Ayin Chsam Sefer, De Gam Das Harav Beis Yosef Kain. The Chsam Sefer says that when the Ramah tainos that your Aser and Tashur Shamita, Mechitza, Sicha, Simcha, etc., the Mechaber also agrees to that. In other words, there's no Machlokas Mechaber Ramah, and everyone paskins like the Ramban. Now, there might be a Nafgamina L'cha'ayra in this, in Lomdis, and I believe that Rav Soloveitchik said this in his Shi'urim, for the famous machlokas between Reb Rafal Shapiro and the Meshiv Dover and the Nitziv. What happens in the following case? Reuven gets a telegram or an email or a phone call that his brother Shimon was nifter in faraway land. No? Reuven is not going to go to the Levaya. Reuven is not going to do nothing. No? When does he start Shiva? Does Reuven begin the Shiva at the Kavura? Or does Reuven begin the Shiva from the Yediyah that he was Nifter? L'cha'ura, that's a machlokes between the Ramban and the Ramban, no? If you hold like the Ramban, that Avelos is Maschel from Shas Misa, right? But usually it's a Din Aninus. Over here there's no Din Aninus, because I'm, right, in Shnifashak, I'm not going to do nothing, right? So you could say that you should start Avelos straight away. That's the Psak of Reb Rafal Shapiro. The Nitziv and the Meshav Dover Tainos, I believe it's Chelak Beisim and Ayin Gimel, the Nitziv Tainos, no! The Zman Chalos Avelos is from the Zman of the Kavura. Now this, by the way, L'cha'ira, is not exactly the same as Machlokes Shach and Taz Wa'inyan Kaddish. Because if you look in the Shach and Taz Wa'inyan Kaddish in Shin Ayin Vav, that's where the Ayin says Kaddish, what they are saying is that Kaddish L'cha'ira comes to remove a nifter's neshama from Gehenna. And ken zayin, that kol zman shelo nikbar, there's no din of Gehenim yet. That seems to be the issue. And if I have a kohen tainos that the mechachmei hamekubalim say, there might not be Gehenim until the kavura, but maybe there's other dinim kasha, they're trying to be played in the mace from that, with the Kaddish. So l'chore, that's not exactly the same, but the machlokas between Reb Rafal Shapiro and the Netziv is the chalos avelos from Shas Misa or from Shas Kavura? No? And since we pass on like the Ramban, so then what emerges is there is a chalos avelos from the Shas Misa. No? If that's the case, the Pesach of Reb Rafal Shapiro is correct, then the telegram case. Now it happens that they quote in Nefesh HaRav of Shechter Shlita Paskin, quotes that the Rav used to paskin that Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel BeAvel allows us to say that you'll begin Avelos late and end Avelos early. No? The Rav was inclined that we should begin Avelos based on the Netziv's Cheshbon after the Kavura, but end the Avelos from the Cheshbon of Rafal Shapiro, from the Cheshbon of 7 days from the Misa. That's radical, no? That's wild and crazy. That means that we can say Aloch Kedivrei HaMekel B'Tarti D'Sasui, and that means also we can say Aloch Kedivrei HaMekel in the Zman of Aninos. No? Okay, whatever. Yesh La'ayin, every Nakuda over here is worth a point. But L'Cha'ira, this is the machlokas. This is the machlokas regarding whether Shas Hamisa is going to Avelos or not. Now, based on this L'Cha'ira, we have the following kasha. Minhag HaOlam is, what should emerge is that the Onen has all the dinim of Avelos. And an Onen is not allowed to sit on a chair during Aninos, no? Because the Isser sitting on the chair of L'Cha'ira should exist from that time on. Now, the problem is, Rav Schechter asked me this the other day, that, you know, you go to a Lavaya, and it's in the funeral home, and everyone is sitting on chairs, no? The Avelim / Einanim still are sitting on chairs. L'Cha'ira, right, they should not sit on chairs at all. And even according to the opinion that there is no Avelos during Aninos, even according to that Rambam, right? But the Rambam says most dinim do apply. There's a few things that you're allowed to do, no? And Shulchan Aruch writes beferish, you're not allowed to sit on a chair. Even in the Mechaber, in Shin Mem Aleph Sefei, it says you shouldn't sit on the chair. So I told Rav Schechter, I don't remember how I remembered this, but Rav Aaron Felder, who was just Mifter a few years ago, he was a Rav in Philadelphia, no? He was the posek for the Chof Keh. So Rav Aaron Felder wrote a book on Avelos, and then he has two volumes of tshuvas called She'elos Aaron that they were just selling over here across the street with, like, Sperm Guy, remember him when he came? Right? So, I saw there was some of the She'elos Aaron over there. So Reb Aaron Felder, the She'elos Aaron, was asked a question by somebody. How come in your Sefer you didn't quote that an Einain is also to sit on a chair? His Sefer was like an English language Sefer in Avelos, so it was very popular. How come you didn't quote that Einain is not allowed to sit on a chair? So Reb Aaron Felder said, because Lo Ra'isi Gedolim Nohagin Kane. And he doesn't really say why. In the Mishmeres Smachos, he tainos. Here, let me tell you where this is. Mishmeres Smachos, page 106. He quotes Azoy. You know, the Achronim say that we give an Einein Dinim of Avelos, we pass like the Ramban, but Be'ez HaTzorech Gadol, we can rely on the Ramban. Mashallah Mahadav Radome, the Chsam Sefer has a tshuva that an Einein is Aser B'Malacha, right? An Avel is Aser B'Malacha. There's going to be Hefsen Aruba. You're supposed to sell your business right before the Mace is Nifter. right? So that, or else you can't earn profit from your business, no? So, b'makom tzorech, we allow you to sell the business, Hefsim Ruba allow you to sell the business, b'shas aninos, relying on the Rambam, that the dinim of aveilos don't yet apply. Let me tell you a story about this. When my aunt Toby, Allah HaShalom, was nifter, at this point I have one aunt left. Well, two aunts, right? One aunt, like that's a direct relative, and another aunt who's through marriage. But when my aunt Toby was nifter, so my cousin Chaim is her son, and Chaim has a business in Cedarhurst. He's a jeweler. He sells jewelry, etc. So Chaim, well, we were all there, Shas Yitzias Neshama, we're all there. So Chaim asked me after, you know, what do I do about doing work this week? His shop has his last name on it. It's called whatever, Chains, his last name, Chains. It's called Chape Chains. And is he allowed to do business during the week of Shiva? So I told him that we're making Esat Seirech to sell the business now during Aninos. Like the Chsam Seifer. And then they made the time, the family wanted to call Reb David Feinstein to ask him a few shalos. And Baruch Shekivanti, Reb David told him the same thing, that we're making Esat Seirech to sell the business Bishas Aninos. So that's what he did. He sold the business Bishas Aninos, relying on the Rambam. But what's the heter for sitting on chairs? So in the Mishmeres Smachais, he said on page 106, he, time is azoi. That may be the only iser to sit on the chair is the same as iser sleeping on the bed. And just like Bizman Hazen, the onen will sleep on the bed when the onen goes to sleep at night. Because you're the choshal o'ayilam and it's hard to sleep on the floor, so also we sit on chairs. That's what the Mishmeres Machos quotes from a few sparim. But he thinks he has a better pshat. The makar of an onen not sitting on a chair is found in the Meseches Machos at the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph. And the Meseches Machos at the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph tainos that this din of the onen not sitting on the chair is really based on onen eno mesav. Now the practice of eno mesav means that you shouldn't sit like you sit at a Pesach Seder, begadlos, which is l'chora din in the achila. You're not supposed to eat while you are sitting on a chair. One could argue that the real isser is only to eat while you sit on the chair. And that's why the Ramban says it in the Teres HaOdom, says the Mishmeres HaSmachos. It happens the Mechaber shortened the Lashon HaRamban, but one could argue that the isser for an oinein to sit on a chair is only while he eats, only while she eats. Right? So in the funeral home, maybe there is no. And l'chori, that din is because, similar to the svar that we said about Tashmir Shamita, that we're worried Shemi Yimashik, you're going to sit down. And maybe similar to the idea of not eating fleishik, that we're worried Shemi Yimashik, that you might take longer. We want you to do everything quickly. So eat on the rug. Eat milk. So fleishik is sitting down. You're not supposed to be mesiv even if you're eichel, because you might be moshing after that. That's what the Mishmeres Machos says as the limud zechus for this practice that the onanim sit on chairs. Now, what's interesting to note, look in the Sefer Emek Bracha, page Kuflamet Hei, Reb Arya Pomarchik, Zechorena Levracha. So the Emek Bracha Tainas Hazoi, he says that the Rambam Lechora says an oinein is not an avel kibuzeh, right? That's the Rambam's raya from Dover HaMelech. The Ramban is doy. He says, no, Dover HaMelech is a king. Just like we have a Meseches Yuma, that a king is allowed to wash his face, he also can wash his face. So threaten the Emek Bracha, Ban Kashi. He says, but the Rambam paskins that avelos yom rishon is doy raisa. So Machlokas, the Rambam and the Rif against all the Balei HaToisvis. Machlokas later on in Shin Sadi Ches, right? We pass Mechaber Paskins Avelos Yom Rishon is Dairaisa. Ramah Paskins Avelos Yom Rishon is Dirabonah. Now, what's the Makar of Avelos Yom Rishon is Dairaisa? The Makar is from Aninos, from when Aaron lost Nodav and Avihu. Ochalti Chatos Hayoim Hayita Bnei Hashem. That's the source of Avelos Yom Rishon. The Oraisa. So fret the Emek Bracha Bam Kasha. If an Onein does not have the din of Avemos, how come Avemos Yom Rishon is derived from Aninos? L'cha'era, Aninos and Avemos are two completely, totally different dinim. Azoy frekte arbam kasha. So he answers a brilliant teretz, which the Divrei Yecheskel has also in Simin Yud Zayin. The answer is, says the Emek Brecha, really, even the Rambam agrees that Chalais Avelos is from this man of the Misa. How come Dinam of Avelos don't apply? So says the Emek Brecha, because the Dinam of Avelos are a mitzvah. And an Einin is also to be Mekayim mitzvahs, even the mitzvah of Avelos. Woo! Damn, smoking! No! That's good stuff, gentlemen! You don't look as excited as you should be. This is Gishmak! This is Gishmak, no? Now, this is making an assumption that when an Einin is putter from mitzvahs, he's even putter from what we would call Isurim. No? Ayin Shom in the Emek Bracha, that's what he says. Page Kuf Lamed Hey in Emek Bracha. So look it up. Emek Bracha, by the way, is like probably one of the 10 most awesome Sfarim ever written. So Gishmak, such a good sefer, no? That's an Emek Bracha Tainis. Now, with Five HaKohen has a Kasha, page Ayin Zayin, the Badei HaShulchan. We have certain times which are Nishtahim, Nishtaher. But you're not an Ayinim, but you're not an Aval yet, no? We spoke about yesterday, Rifol Willing's mother-in-law. Right? Remember that story? Right? And we have a few cases. If you hand it off to the Kasafim, Avelos doesn't take effect yet. But there's no longer a din of Aninos. The Magen Avraham Paskins and the Rechaim Ayin Aleph. Once you put a tiny bit of dirt down on the grave, so at that time there is no longer Aninos. But Avelos doesn't begin until you make a mound on top of the grave. That, by the way, could be 10 minutes of time, no? That could be 10 minutes of time between when you have that first little bit of dirt until the kever is all the way filled in. Aninus is over. Now, according to this part of the Divrei Yecheskel on the Emek Bracha, it's not shayach to have a zman when you're not an onen and not an avel, right? Because the only reason why an Einin doesn't do mitzvahs, when he doesn't have Avelos, is because, right, he has the mitzvah, because he's also to do mitzvahs, chick chack boom. That, I think, is a bam kasha, v'yesh la'ayin heitev b'davar zeh, because the lumdus is so good, it can't be wrong. Okay, gentlemen, so this is what I think we wanted to say. But now, there is a third mahalach in the Goin in Ayis Yud Ches. I didn't say the whole Ramban. Maybe tomorrow, Mirz Hashem. Okay, I'll have to tell you the Ramban on page Rishud Beis, the Goin in Ayis Yud Ches. We just have to be mashal on this. And then I want to speak very briefly about Hespig, Shin Mem Gimel, Shin Mem Dalet, Shin Mem Hey. Right? I want to speak very briefly about the Simanim. And we should all have a good day, Chever. Okay.